goes Rush, 93.7 The River, River City's classic rock. There goes Limelight, Dog and Joe Show. I don't know how many of you know who Dan Bilzerian is. He is the king of Instagram. If you don't know who he is, he's got the beard, he's got the tattoos, big arms, and all he does is hang out on fancy yachts with guns and Playboy chicks, and he's always doing drugs and drinking, and he's basically just this big Playboy guy that blows up social, blows up Instagram. Every time you see a post from him, he's got like a case of AR guns, or he's got shotguns, or he's sitting on top of Lamborghinis with like Uzis, and he's always got hot, scantily clad chicks around him with cocktails, and sometimes he's got a straw up his nose, and he's out in the Caribbean. And
how did he get wealthy?
Okay, so here's the deal with Dan Bilzerian. He was a trust fund baby, or is a trust fund baby.
There we go.
His dad was a big corporate guy. That's how he got all this money. He came to fame because he was a poker player, but only finished 180th in the World Series of Poker. So if you look at his bio, if you jump on his, what's that thing where all the people, they trade the business cards online? What's that?
Oh, LinkedIn.
Yeah, you get on his LinkedIn, it'll say he's a professional poker player. That's horse crap. He's not. What he is a trust fund baby, and he's amassed I don't know how many millions of dollars. So all he does is cruise around L.A. and Vegas and San Diego, and all he does is go to shooting ranges with chicks in bikinis and gets drunk on yachts. That's all he does. So this is what's going on with him, and in case you don't know who Dan Bilzerian is, a veteran Marine and U.S. Medal Honor winner by the name of Dakota Meyer. So you know that's the name of Bristol Palin's husband.
Oh.
Bristol Palin, daughter of Sarah Palin.
Yeah.
Okay? That's his wife. Dakota Meyer, the ex-U.S. Medal of Honor Marine who fought in Afghanistan, says that Dan Bilzerian gave out Bristol Palin, his wife's phone number, to friends, which he claimed led to a series of prank calls back to Bristol Palin.
Okay? How did he get Bristol Palin's phone number?
I don't know. Maybe the circle of friends, someone had it, they gave it to him, and he started prank calling. Okay? So they start arguing. They start going back and forth on the Twitter and the Facebook and the Instagram. And what Bristol Palin's husband, the ex-Marine, said is, "Why don't we handle this like men?" Question mark. "You got it?" Question mark. "You got it, Dan? I'm waiting." He's challenged him to a fight. He wants to fight him. One,
that Dan Bilzerian's a large human being.
Yeah, but he's not. Are you kidding me? He's not an Afghan veteran Marine.
No, I know that. I'm just saying. But if you are going to challenge him to a fight, you better be.
Yeah,
an Afghan veteran Marine.
Yeah. So he challenged him to a fight, and what he goes on to say: not only is he pissed off that this guy is trolling his wife and crank calling her, he's also pissed because if anyone saw this Vegas shooting 2 weeks ago, Dan Bilzerian was the guy that was running around posting stuff on Instagram saying, "Oh my God, I just saw some lady's brains, and there's an arm in the parking lot, and there's blood and guts all over. I just had a nose land on my shoe." He was writing all this stupid, offensive stuff.
Horrible, horrible things.
Horrible stuff, and everybody's saying that he didn't actually see all this stuff. So Bristol Palin, her husband, the Marine, what he said is, "It's disgusting," saying that he should have helped those people. And he, instead of playing dress up, running around trying to get Instagram followers all worked up, he should have helped more people. And this Dan Bilzerian, he's got 23 million followers.
Woo!
Almost all of them turned on him, saying the same thing. "Why didn't you help these people? Instead of saying that you're going to go get your big gun at home and come back and shoot the guy at the Mandalay Bay, you were running around for your own attention, instead of helping people."
Putting on a show.
And that's what he was doing, basically.
Oh, that's sad.
So I don't know what's going to happen. And they're waiting for Bilzerian to hit back on his page to come back and say, "Hey, okay, we'll fight." No one's heard from him. But I think it'd be good. Would you pay-per-view it?
Yes.
This is good.
I'd watch that.
Yeah.
Because there ain't no getting out of the ring. There ain't no faking that. You're going to jump in with a Afghanistan veteran? You're going to get beat. That guy knows how to kill people with pocket combs.
I don't know if a pocket comb is what they use in Afghanistan, but he could probably do more damage than most could with a comb.
I don't think they use pocket combs in Afghanistan, but they're still taught to this day how to kill a human with one.
Well,
just in case you would find one on the ground or in the ditch.
Yeah, but most people don't worry about combing their hair when they're in war, but I think it's a good tale. Yeah, it's a fantastic tale.
It's a tale I like to tell.
I think what we need now is a new show, and I don't care if you put it on Showtime or pay-per-view it or whatever. It's called Twitter. What do you call it? Instagram spats or something. And what you do is you take all these celebrities that get into these little digital wars, and what you do is you have them fight it out in the rink. Years ago on Fox, we used to have celebrity boxing. I think what we need to have now is digital duels. And you take the weekly Twitter battles or Instagram and you pair these people up. And what you do, everybody puts an amount on the stream. Like, let's say I want to see it for $50.
Okay.
You want to see it for $100. You send it all out to everybody to see how much money they get, and that's what they get. They get to split the purse from all the people that pay to see it.
I'd like that. This is a nice one. This is a little heated up battle. I had no idea any of this stuff was going on behind the scenes.
I didn't either. Yeah, I had no idea who Bristol Palin was married to. I had no idea. I would love to see this scumbag Bilzerian get his ass handed to him, though. So I don't know when it's going to happen or if, but Bristol Palin's husband said, let's get it on. let's do this.
God.
I think it'd be fantastic to see. And I don't know how big her husband is. Like, if he's a big dude or I don't know what
he looks
like. They
don't show a picture of him on there?
No, I don't see a picture of him.
Oh, man, I'd like to see that, too.
So we'll keep you posted. The king of Instagram, maybe in the ring. Ooh, UFC? Do you want to see boxing, UFC?
UFC.
Or just street fight?
The boxing match sucked for me.
Yeah.
That was the last one that we got to watch. Of course, I lost a terrible bet with that, too, but that sucked. There was no action in that.
I want to see any which way but loose style fighting.
Bare knuckle.
I think that's what's coming next, and that's where all the guys, like, after work on any which way but loose, you know, with Clyde and Clint Eastwood.
Or do you really want to see Bilzerian fight an orangutan?
I'd pay to see that, too, yeah. But I think it'd be cool if all the guys parked their cars around in some dirt lot, and that's what you call it, dirt lot fighting, or any which way but loose, the series. And they all go out there, they got their jeans on, they pull their shirts off, no gloves, no nothing, let's get it on old school.
Would this be a daytime fight or a nighttime so that they have to turn the headlights of the cars on, and they're all in like a headlight lit up circle at night?
Oh, yeah, you got dust wafing through the air.
Yeah.
You know, I think you turn the headlights on.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you go out to some gravel alleyway, and you just get it on. You got cranes and barrels in the background. It's all kind of machinery looking. Yeah, I'd pay to see that. I would. I really would.
Who wouldn't?
Vinny, welcome.
Hey, you guys got to, if you haven't seen it already, go on and Google Dan Bilzerian. He's trying to, he actually had somebody hold his phone for him during the shooting in Vegas, and he was trying to talk a Las Vegas cop into giving him his gun so he can have his back. And that cop was telling him, F off, just get the F out of here.
Hey,
The guy's a giant tool. It is hilarious. The cop just ran him off, and he's like, okay.
He tried to ask him for his weapon?
Yes. Watch the video. He's trying to take cover behind the concrete wall, and he's asking him for his gun, and the cop's just, like, yelling at him, F off! Get the F out of here! It's ridiculous.
See, that's the thing, dude. You know he's doing that, Vinny. He's doing that because he wants to drum up all this excitement with his Instagram users so everyone thinks he's like a real-life superhero.
They think he's big time or whatever.
Yeah,
it's
the fact
stupid.
That he took the time to have somebody hold his phone and film him. I mean, it's not like he's doing it himself. He's holding the phone with one hand. Somebody else is filming him. They're like,
yeah, well, the largest mass shooting in American history is going on. He's looking for publicity.
Yeah. Yeah. It's sickening.
It is.
Well, I want to see this Marine take him down.
I do. We got to get this going. Yeah, we got to get in the Marine's corner.
What's the odds he accepts the challenge? The challenge has been thrown down.
I don't know. I'm going to follow it closely, though, and we'll keep you updated because that's pretty damn good. This guy's called him out now. So he's got 23 million people that he has to answer to now.
How long
do
you
think he's fake?
To wait on a call out? Someone calls you out. What's the amount of time you have to wait before you can answer back?
I think 48 hours is real world, but I think we give it 7 days.
All right, 1 week.
I think celebrity time is different. You give it 1 week to see if he responds.
But real world?
Yeah.
Someone calls you out, you've got 48 hours to respond, technically. I mean, that sounds legitimate. I don't know. I'm just asking.
No, like, you go to the gas station and someone bumps into your car and you say, hey, you stupid son of a... And they say, no, real time, like, event call-outs.
Well, I'm talking about, like, we'll say, like, a Facebook call out.
That's what I'm saying.
Hey, dog face.
Yeah.
I want an Indian leg wrestle you.
Yeah. There's a 48-hour window.
Okay, there we
go. If you're at A&PM getting a hot dog and a guy bumps into you and you drop it on your shoe, that's instant go time. Yeah, right there. That's immediate.
But only if it's that.
Yeah. Here's a classic rock beat of five. It's Green Day on the River.